fruit growers and a changing climate. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Warmer temperatures and melting snow are less than ideal for winter sports and outdoor festivals. But as Bob Allen reports, the weird weather has northern Michigan fruit growers holding their breath, hoping to avoid disaster.
In his more than 20 years as an agricultural extension agent in the Traverse City area, Duke Elsner says this is the most bizarre winter weather he's ever seen.
The ups and downs have just been remarkable. The inability to hang on to a cold period for any length of time has been very strange.
A gradual drop in temperature at the beginning of winter and holding there below freezing for long periods are the ideal conditions for plants to become frost hardy. And hardiness is what protects them from getting damaged by cold. But when temps bounce into the 40s and 50s, as they've done frequently this winter, some of that hardiness is lost.
Our trees and vines can take below zero on a normal winter. I sure wouldn't want to drop below zero at this point in time, I'll say that.
That's fruit grower Jim Nugent. He and a couple of his neighbors are doing the yearly chore of pruning his cherry trees. With long-handled saws, they reach 8 or 10 feet up to strip away branches and limbs. Nugent knows his orchard is vulnerable right now, but there's not a lot he can do about it. Things could go either way at this point. A sudden drop to zero would be serious. But orchards still may slide by unscathed. If temps gradually drop below freezing and stay there, trees will regain some of their hardiness.
I don't believe at this point we've had any damage.
Just down the road from Nugent's orchard, vines are spread on trellises across the slope of a south-facing hill at Black Star Farms. At this point, a few days of warmer weather is not such a big deal to winemaker Lee Lutz. He says grapevines are more deeply rooted than cherry trees and able to withstand the cold. Lutz is more concerned about lack of snow cover. Usually at this time of year, there's a foot or two on the ground, and that blanket of snow insulates the tender parts of the vine that are just above the ground.
We had that nice snowstorm here last week, and I felt a moment of relief there, seeing, 6 inches of snow on the ground, and now it's gone again. And it's never good to see exposed ground at this time of the year.
Growers are wondering if these wild fluctuations in weather are just random events, or if they might be the new normal. Jeff Andresen has been looking into that question. He's the state's climatologist and a professor of geology at Michigan State. And he says the dramatic swing from the cold, hard winter of last year to nearly the opposite this year is not just a random spike in a long-term pattern. These extreme changes, he says, are a sign of global climate change.
It's not just noise. It's something longer term, and it's related to a more global signal.
Climate change tosses up another challenge for northern Michigan fruit growers. When they get through this period of lack of snow and warmer weather, spring brings a new risk. Andresen's research shows an overall increase in temperatures of 2 degrees statewide over the last 30 years. That's pushing fruit trees to blossom earlier by as much as a week to 10 days. It wouldn't be so bad if the last date of spring frost also was shifting earlier to keep pace, but it's not. That means the buds that produce fruit are more exposed to the kind of spring freeze that wiped out the cherry crop in 2002. But the peninsulas in northwest Michigan are some of the best tree fruit sites in the world. Surrounding waters help to moderate the most extreme winter conditions. Grower Jim Nugent says what these recent changes in climate do is put a premium on the best sites.
Our better fruit sites up here are still pretty outstanding, even with the changes. I think we're going to have a fruit industry here for a long time.
For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
You can learn more about how the climate of the Great Lakes region is already changing at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.